Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
There it is, never wavered, believed in the general, coming on the text line.
Here comes the general.
I just don't believe you. I really don't.
What would you rather people do? Call Davis Mills a legend or have people call Davis Mills General Mills, Ron? You can't choose a bullet.
I gotta go. I gotta go General Mills. I'm sorry, man. Andre Johnson and J.J. Watt live in this organization. Damn it. Y'all have seen enough than a guy to do what he did against the Jags. All you tell me, Tyler, is the Jags are going to jag to get to 4-5.
Is not
a legendary performance, a legend forever cemented. Come on now.
You give him a couple more performances like this, and he could be a legendary Texans backup on par with TJ Yates. But Yates is the numero uno.
Do you want to know how he becomes a legend? Maybe plays another game like this. CJ Stroud comes back, and this team somehow gets. If this team in some way gets to a place they've never been, which is the AFC Championship game.
So if he pulls a Nick Foles.
He don't even have to be. If he plays like two games that they were critical for them to have gotten to that point, you can then look at, man, this is the best season in team history, and there is no way this happens if Davis, General Mills doesn't come through with us. That's how. But if this team goes on to do what it feels like this team's gonna go on to do,
here comes the general.
I think it's gonna be like, man, what a day that was. What a good day it was for Davis Mills. And he earned himself 7 more years of being a backup quarterback in the National Football League, because people always remember, well, he did that when he got an opportunity, so he's solid. Davis just made himself money for years. He's gonna chase Daniel this thing, is what he's going to do here in a second.
And he has supplanted John McClain as the new general. And Ron even sort of admitted it there.
No, John,
begrudgingly.
That is not correct. That is not true. I did not say that. John. Yeah, I know, John. I didn't say that now. There's only one general.
Booger butt.
But, I mean, he would supplant him. Anyway. All right, listen. I have not heard Vandy's call. But the call that I heard of the weekend, I said, man, this may be the call of the year. Nobody is touching this from Gus Johnson. Gus Johnson and Joel Klatt just lost their minds. In particular, Gus. The Indiana-Penn State, that may have been the game. That was the game of the weekend that you didn't know. That's the best ones when you don't know that you're about to get into this, because I just thought Indiana was going to go ahead and whip their ass the way Penn State is without James Franklin, and they just seemed to have let go of the rope. But no, they had it. They had themselves a day in Happy Valley, and they were down, and it happened quick. In the fourth quarter, and Indiana, it was a third and goal, no more timeouts. They got to get in the end zone to take the lead. Here's Gus Johnson in that game.
Mendoza in trouble, is out! Touchdown! Wow! Omar Cooper! Unbelievable! Give him the Heisman Trophy now!
That's awesome.
He say?
That's so good.
Hey, I can't get that name. He attempted that name. He was just normal, and then he just lost it.
Before Gus Johnson, or excuse me, before J.J. Watt became synonymous with Fort Minor, remember the name from Hard Knocks? There's this montage online of Gus Johnson's best moments with Fort Minor, remember the name, playing in the background. They got to add this to it.
Oh, my God.
This is a throwback. I've missed Gus Johnson doing stuff
and
like
then,
this.
And I know Tyler to get, but Joel Klatt, who is normally, like, calm, Joel said, oh, my God, he caught it! Oh, my God! He went up in another octave. It was
touchdown! Wow!
So that's good. I have not heard Vandy. I have stayed away from it. Tyler, you've heard Vandy.
I have heard this, yes,
in
sir.
In your opinion, in 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, you can judge this. Which call is this? Did you give me his best call?
I think it's Vandy's best call from yesterday, and it's whenever Davis Mills is diving into the end zone to give the Texans the lead.
I thought, in my mind, immediately, I said to myself, either this Mills score or this Sheldon Rankin score, Vandy lost it. Do you think, in your mind, you've heard it, you've heard them both, Tyler, do you think he is rivaling Gus?
I think it's a hell of a call, but no. I'm not sure anybody this past weekend rivals Gus. All right,
let's hear Vandy, because I've not heard.
Okay.
37 seconds to go. 29-24, Texans trailing, third and goal at the 14. Mills, shotgun, marks to his left, two receivers, wide side right. Here's the snap. Davis looking. Davis stepping to his left. Davis on the run. 10. Davis 5. Davis to the corner. Davis! Touchdown, Houston! The Texans take the lead on the Mills scramble. Amazing! D. Mills gets it done!
He said D. Mills?
Yes.
When did Davis become D. Mills?
That's the best part.
Whoa, Vandy.
Will you call him D. Mills?
D. Mills
Vandy,
gets it done.
You sly bastard. Vandy walked past me in the press box, and then it's after the game. He was calm, cool, and collected, and he hit us with a D. Mills score.
D. Mills gets it done.
Kiss my ass, Vandy. Hold on, man. I think he may have got Gus. He put too much in there, Paul. D. Mills? He was, oh, wow, that's strong. That is strong.
You got to watch the video of this, too, because
There is video.
Oh. Yeah, I think
how
Aaron
did
Rabel,
Andre stay out of it?
Oh,
my God.
Vandy reposted it, and so Vandy's got his hands up in the air. The funniest part is, because Robert Hensley, he's celebrating a little bit. He's got a smirk on his face. Aaron in the background has his hands up. Andre Ware, stoic. Completely
stoic,
professional.
Mr. Put him in the trunk, Andre Ware.
Completely
every
professional.
Every week with this guy, Andre.
Put that uniform back in the trunk.
Hold on. Hey, I'm sorry. I know.
D-Mills
we got to get to
done.
this office, but I need to hear this again. He did not go D. Mills. Something came over Vandy. He's never called Davis that. Davis ain't never. Your neck's too long to be called D. Mills. No way. Let me hear that again.
Your neck's
please.
Too long.
Shotgun marks to his left. Two receivers. Wide side right. Here's the snap. Davis looking. Davis stepping to his left. Davis on the run. 10. Davis 5. Davis to the corner. Davis! Touchdown, Houston! The Texans take the lead on the Mills scramble. Amazing! D. Mills gets it done.
I think when he got to amazing, he's completely gone. He's like, that was not Mark Vandermeer anymore. Once he arrived to amazing, once he got there, he had no control anymore. He could have cussed. He could have said, son of a bitch. He done everything. It took him over, and that's where D. Mills came.
And in the moment,
that's
right
good.
There.
Damn, that's good, Vandy.
The
Damn,
legend of D. Mills began.
I think
that's Vandermeer.
I think we have to call him that now.
I'll do it.
D. Mills
I'll
in
do
the
anything
build.
Today.
D. Mills in the building.
D. Mills gets it done.
Oh, my. D.
I like it.
I like that better than General.
I do, too. I'll be honest.
Wow.
D. Mills. That's the name.
Can he do like a Super Bowl shuffle rap for us? Like, can we get...
Who am I? D. Mills. What's my deal? I got a neck. I don't know. We got to add some rhymes to that.
No. Listen. Paul, if you're going to do this, you're going to have to come. If you need a break, you need something in the break. All right. That's happening. Coming up, we're going to do this at 3... 340, Paul Gallant.
Like it's the seventh floor crew?
On the spot. I'm giving you an right. hour. Paul Gallant is going to do the D Mills rap because clearly it is no longer Davis. Or it is D Mills. He's got a chain, everything. Paul Gallant is going to be the voice of D Mills.
All right.
I need 12 to 16 bars from Paul. Like, I mean, because we got the rapping white guys on the show because T Mills got a history now.
T Mill on the mic now.
But we got Paul Gallant checking in at 340. Paul Gallant is coming up. And he's going to let us hear the new D Mills. I know you write songs. I've watched your work. I know it. I know you tried to come in. You got it. You got something. Here we go. You got an hour to write.
All right.
There you go. Yeah, I put you on the spot. All right, coming up, we will hear from you. 713-572-4610. Tyler will open up the phone lines. And listen, we have had a good run with taking calls. Don't mess this up. I don't want to see a bad call. I don't want to hear something silly. I don't need anyone to ask me how we're doing. Any of that. Let's go. Let's get in here. All right. Fill them up. 713-572-4610.